I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. American Samoa's soccer team has plenty to be thankful for today. The squad is still celebrating its 2-1 victory over Tonga on Tuesday. In one sense, it wasn't a terribly meaningful contest. The match marked the start of Oceania World Cup qualifying, but it was a huge win for American Samoa, and here's why. The victory ended a streak of 30 consecutive defeats. The most humiliating was a 31-0 loss to Australia in 2001. Thomas Rongun is coach of the American Samoan team in Western Samoa and the former coach of the New England Revolution here in the Boston area. Thomas, I got to ask you first, how did the win feel?
Well, it was, as you said, a historic win, the biggest win for this small nation of 60,000 people in Polynesia. And it had some really interesting stories. The same goalkeeper that lost 31-0 against Australia that walked around since that day with tremendous emotional scars, almost demons. This win relieved everything. You know, his first thing after the game, he said to me, "Coach, I can live my normal life," because people have reminded me since that game every day, how can you give up 31 goals? So it was great for the nation. It was great for some individual players to get a monkey off their back and get this historic win for America Samoa.
I certainly want to congratulate you on your win and don't want to dwell on the past, but I'm just wondering, what was the problem for all those years? Why was the American Samoan team kind of plagued by all these losses? What was going wrong?
Well, if you look at this region, the level is probably the lowest I've ever encountered of any region. And I've worked in Europe, I've worked in South America, and clearly the last 10 years I've worked with U.S. soccer. One area that they've really been lacking is a proper developmental infrastructure. And again, at the end of the day, coaches make players, and these countries, especially the smaller countries, have never really invested in technical expertise.
This is clearly an important win for American Samoa's soccer team. I mean, after all, 17 years without a victory. So I get why you're serious about this achievement. I'm wondering, though, in the future, will your team kind of look back on this period of years without a victory with a sense of humor?
Yeah, because we've had our ups and downs, and we had some tears, and then we had some joy, and that's part of a family. This group is a family. These players are amateur players. They sacrifice. We slept together in a dorm room on the floor without mattresses for 2 weeks. Got up at 4:30 a.m., trained in the morning. Half the team went to school, high school or college. Half the team went to work. Some guys would jump on a tuna boat for 8 hours, work hard, come back in the afternoon, get their asses kicked again by me, you know, in the fitting session. And they came back with a smile on their face because of the purity and the love of the game, even on the highest level.
Thomas Rongun is the coach of the American Samoan soccer team. He is celebrating, as many people in American Samoa are, their first victory in 17 years with a 2-1 victory over Tonga. Coach Rongun, thanks very much for speaking with us, and congratulations.
No problem. Thank you very much.
There was another first in that game, not just for American Samoa, but for world soccer. Defender Johnny Sayre-Lewer was the first transgender soccer player to compete in a World Cup qualifying match. You can see the goal scored in American Samoa's win against Tonga earlier this week on our website. We've also got video of all 31 goals in that record-breaking 31-0 loss to Australia. Ouch. That's all at theworld.org.